Yo, you are listening to Far From Vesuvius Bets on Napoli with your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio. That's me. I'm here. And, well, Napoli fans, what do we want to talk about? Because it's been an exciting week. And if a victory against Juventus wasn't sweet enough for Napoli fans, how sweet would it be to also beat the other team from Torino, and that is Torino, and it's going to be an interesting game, and we'll get into all of that. My name, like I mentioned off the top, is Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, at Cubani7 on Twitter, is how you can get a hold of me. At Far From Vesuvius on Twitter, or on X, is how you can get a hold of everybody at Far From Vesuvius. Got to shout out the whole team, because there's lots of interesting and fun and great content having coming out right now. So make sure you're following all the social networks, make sure you're tuning in to At Far From Vesuvius, and make sure you're following along on Twitter. But before we get started on this Friday's game, it's a Friday game, which is why I'm recording this podcast on a Wednesday evening. So we'll get into this week's game, or Friday's game, like I said, because it's not the weekend. But I quickly want to touch upon the Juve success, because if you followed along with us and you took the Vlahovic shot on goal, the Osman shot on goal, and the Napoli win or draw, you were laughing. You tripled your money this week. So, despite us losing the first week in that first game, in that first bet, we lost that. We won the second one, and you should have tripled your money. So, if you put 10 bucks on our first bet, and you put 10 bucks on our second bet, right now you should be up about 10 bucks. So, not too shabby to start the show. I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit nervous getting into it, because I'm like, we went 0-1. I'm like, the last thing you want to do is go 0-2, and then the pressure's really on today, or for this week. But going 1-1 isn't so bad, and I'm pretty confident in today's bet as well, and we'll get into today's play of the day a little bit later on the show. It's not going to be too long of a podcast. To be honest, I'm not feeling very great. I've been dizzy all day, which is weird, which is not something I'm... normally happens to me when I'm sick, so it's a little bit odd, but all is well. Torino beat Napoli earlier this year, if you need that reminder. They won 1-0. It was the first time Napoli lost to Torino since January 2015. So this is a fixture that Napoli traditionally dominates. I mean, they haven't won every game since 2015. There was a couple of draws in there, but they won the majority of them. And so I do like Napoli's chances coming into this game, despite the fact that they do have Barcelona coming up in the Champions League, and it'll be important for Calzone to make sure his men are focused on the task at hand and picking up points in Serie A without thinking too much about Barcelona. Good news is Osman returned to full training today, I read as well. So that's good news. I didn't really realize there was an injury with Osman, so touch wood, everything's okay there. I'm wondering, and I factored that into today's bet, and I'll get into that in a little bit, but I'm wondering if potentially we don't see enough, or not enough, we don't see as much Osimhen against Torino. Maybe he doesn't even get the start. We'll see. I mean, we know how pivotal he's been for the squad. We know how important he's been since his return from the Africa Cup of Nations. I mean, that's no lie. Earning the penalty shot, I mean, the penalty kick itself was absolutely awful and terrible. And, you know, it is what it is. It got us our winning bet, though, because up until then, Osman had not had a shot on target. I've decided to go not against Osman, but I'm not going to take a shot on target from Osman, which is something that seems pretty standard when I'm going with the Napoli game. Again, and I also want to point out to that penalty kick as well. I tweeted this on Twitter. It was interesting to see how Napoli had lined up. So again, if you go on my Twitter account, if you go from the Far From Vesuvius Twitter account as well, be able to see that Napoli had a running start. So it wasn't just Anguissa or Raspadori with the goal, but it was also Anguissa and Di Lorenzo also getting there to that ball as well. So, I mean, if Raspadori doesn't score, I'm sure somebody else from Napoli probably would have knocked that in, although you never know. But it was interesting to see the contrast between the two, with Juventus defending right on the box, standing right on the line, where Napoli had a running start, which obviously gave him a huge advantage. And as we know, Osimhen hasn't been the most prolific penalty kick taker since his arrival at Napoli, or even to be honest with Nigeria as well. I mean, he's not really known for his penalty kicks, and that's okay because he scores when we need him to. And again, he was the one who drew that penalty as well. So getting into this week's game and looking into the matchup against Torino, I've decided to go a little bit off the board, and I don't want to say off the board because it's nothing too crazy, it's nothing too fancy, it's actually a very simplistic bet, but I always tend to default to at least one shot on target, although I decided not to this time around, and the reason I did that was simply because, to be honest with you, I don't really know what this lineup is going to entirely look like, especially, like I said, with Napoli having a big game against Barcelona in the Champions League, and Calzone still so new to this squad and so new to this team. I don't really know his habits. I don't really know his style. I mean, if this was Sarri, I'd say everyone's playing, every starter's playing, but it's not, right? So we've got to take that into account. So what I've opted to go with in today's play of the day is I've decided to take the bet with over 7 corners, which you will find at -275 currently. So again, that is over 7 corners, yeah, at -275. So if you take that, and this hopefully means good news for Napoli fans, and if you take Napoli coupled, I mean, if you take Napoli with the win and the over 7 corners, you get +152. It isn't tripling your money, but if you put $10 down, you win $15. If you want to add to that, you can also add both teams to get at least one card, because I think that's an obvious play as well. I think you're going to see bookings right now on the site that I usually use, and I won't shout them out because until they pay it, Far From Vesuvius, we're always looking. You can sponsor us anytime you want. I won't shout them out, but like I was saying, if you want to sprinkle a little bit and get a little bit more risque, take both teams to get at least one card, because I think that's an obvious play. I think both teams are going to get booked. Again, I said this was going to be a short podcast, and there really isn't too much I wanted to get into today, not because I didn't want to get into it. Like I said, I'm not feeling the greatest, so this is a little bit of a struggle, but I wanted to record, and I wanted to get something out ahead of Friday's game, and I wanted to get a play out there. So this is the play of the day. Like I said, over 7 corners, and a Napoli result is at +152, and if you want to get spicy, you can take both teams to get booked as well, which I do think is a safe play. Again, I'm not going with the Osman Sean target. I do think that's very likely, but I don't know what his minutes are going to look like, and I don't know who else is going to see a lot of time. Again, this is a Friday game. Napoli already played on Sunday. They've got a game coming up on Tuesday, so we might see a little bit more rest as well there. So at Kubani 7, let me know if you've been making money with us, if you've been losing money with us, if I'm an idiot, if I'm right, if you think you're riding with me, let me know at Kubani 7 at Far From Vesuvius. As always, you can follow us on all the social networks, and make sure you stay tuned to all the good stuff we've got coming along as well, because there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of great content coming from the Far From Vesuvius crew. My name is Marco Kubani D'Onofrio, and this is a special Far From Vesuvius bets on Napoli with Marco Kubani D'Onofrio. Peace.